Dave, can you stop at 7:55? We're joined every week at this time. Mark it down. Appointment listening for Senator Brad Hawkins, our state senator from the 12th District right here. And we are talking every Thursday. Lots going on, Senator, and I want to get to you right now. First of all, you've got a major bill that's going to be voted on in committee this morning. Could go straight to the floor of the Senate afterwards, right?
Yes, very excited. Senate Bill 5868 related to workforce housing would provide some flexibility to county governments to utilize an existing tax stream for workforce housing. It's not a new tax. It's just expanding the use of a current tax. And we had a hearing yesterday, had lots of local support from our local chamber, from the tourism folks. Chelan County testified for it, as well as Mayor Florian Leavenworth and others from the community. So I'm optimistic.
Did anybody testify against that bill?
No. In fact, this is an alternative to the last bill, which I kind of wanted to expand the existing uses of the lodging tax. And some of the tourism promotion advocates did express concerns. So I shifted gears and I was able to kind of bring everybody together, which is the space I like to operate in.
Bipartisan. Yeah. Should be your middle name. Okay. So tell me what's other exciting stuff, because the fast track of the delay in the long-term care program.
Yeah, you know, the long-term care program has been just a total disaster since it was approved. A lot of confusion throughout the state, a lot of concerns with people not being able to get long-term care insurance. The bill originally passed in 2019, but people, it's not portable. People couldn't take the plan across the state lines, and there's just a lot of flaws. And so the things we were saying, that those of us who voted against it a couple years ago are now, you know, people, the sponsors of the original legislation are beginning to realize. So they fast-tracked a proposal with the governor. It passed the House of Representatives 91-6 earlier this session. The state Senate just last night voted 46-3 to delay that long-term care tax program until July 1st of 2023. So that's an 18-month delay. I voted for it, even though I'd like to scrap the whole thing. But it does have what's called an emergency clause, which means that bill can go into effect immediately upon the governor's signature. And Governor Inslee is expected to sign the delay this Friday.
Yeah, so all that coming up. Now, we've got to say I've covered state legislatures, not this one right in, say, Olympia, but others in the Midwest. And it's not unusual for major legislation to have to come back and do fixes when they go, oops, I guess it didn't work quite the way we thought it would. And this is a prime example of that. So what else? We got about a minute here, but just a little bit less than a minute. What else is top of mind for you right now? Maybe your bills.
Well, I should say, Jason, it's more than just a fix. I mean, the math totally doesn't work on this. If anything, we've kind of dubbed it as the short-term care tax or the long-term tax, because the tax is the only thing really long-term about this program. And the math just isn't going to work. Once people get exempted and they try to make it portable and all these things, it's just going to continue to be a problem. But for me, you know, the major Republican priorities of police reform, you know, changes to the recently passed police reform laws. We're working on trying to adjust the Emergency Powers Act in our state and trying to make reasonable adjustments to the budget so we can save money in the long run and not spend everything we have in our state.
Great. Nice to hear from you. That's State Senator Brad Hawkins coming up again next Thursday about 7:55. It's appointment listening for you. Thank you, Senator. We'll talk to you again next week.